broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthur's.
It's Friday. You know what that means. It means I'm a very, very happy guy today. So we want to welcome you today to the Refresh Radio program. My name's Bob Arthur's, and I have the privilege of pastoring Merit Assembly of God, Merritt Island, Florida, 165 North Grove Street, just a couple of blocks north of 520 and a couple of blocks west of Courtney Parkway, right there in the heart of the old Merritt Park Place subdivision. And we would love to invite you out to our services this weekend. We have Sunday school at 9:30. We have worship at 10:30. And then we have our Sunday evening service at 6:30. It is a prayer meeting, and this is our official Kiss July goodbye broadcast here, as the next time we gather together will be in August here. And so we are not this coming Sunday, but next week the General Council of the Assemblies of God will be holding their biennial convention in Orlando. And so we're very excited to see what God is going to do with that, and going to get to see some people I haven't seen in over 35 years. Or at least if I saw them in the past 35 years, I don't remember it. But they are missionaries. I'm going to run into some people that were actually involved in my wedding. Haven't seen them in a long, long time. Last time I saw them, they were not very big at all. And now they're pastoring a church in the Chicago area. Looking forward to seeing him as well. So excited to see what God is doing. Hey, if you are got a building project in, or maybe multiple building projects that you've got going on, and you need some block or concrete work done, I want to encourage you to call the folks at JITS Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. And I don't know why, but on my Facebook page have been popping up videos of people doing concrete work. I don't know why that is popping up, but I do know this, that no matter how many of those videos you watch, it is never going to be as easy as what they make it look like it's going to be. And I remember watching a documentary years ago about these people building a bridge, and they built the pilings that were going to support the bridge across this river. They built it and they filled it with the wrong strength of concrete. And that was loads and loads and loads of concrete. It wasn't just one support pillar. There were several of them. And you know what they had to do? They had to go in there with jackhammers and jackhammer it all away and haul it off so they could put the right strength in there. Call the folks at JITS Concrete, because I don't want to see you having to jackhammer concrete out of the way. And I can guarantee you that doing that job is not as easy as what they will make it look like. Avail yourself of their decades of experience, great experience, and their expertise and their hard work ethic to get your job off to a solid foundation. 321-536-5804. Tell Greg you heard about him on the Refresh Radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. So, Isaiah chapter 40, we have been talking about the foundation that God is going to use, the process that he's going to use to bring about transformation in Israel and in Judah. And so we're in verse number 27 of Isaiah chapter 40, and he says, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is past? over by my God. Now here's verse number 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So God had heard the claims of his people who were slanderously accusing him of ignoring their just claims. I love how we fixate on what our perceived inadequacies of God are, and we completely overlook the inadequacies and the injustices that we're responsible for in our own life. Sarcasm dripping there. We need to flip that script. You're never going to find an inadequacy. You're never going to find an insufficiency in God. When Jesus was on trial, they examined him thoroughly. They found no fault in him. There were people who made all sorts of accusations. There were people who were quite offended by him. There were people who wanted him removed from their society because of the threat that he was to their own power, but they did not find any fault in him. And I will tell you, people can make all sorts of slanderous accusations. Anybody can make an accusation against anybody. But I don't see why you and I should want to be doing the devil's job. He's the accuser of the brethren. And so we certainly should not be accusing God falsely, and we should not be accusing his people falsely. And so God's response today is the same as it was back then when they said, why are you passing over my just claim? And God's response is, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, okay, I'm going to skip over a few things here. The everlasting God neither faints nor is weary, nor his understanding is unsearchable, okay? So he identifies himself as the everlasting God, capital G, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, okay? So he says, all you've got to do is look around and you will see my existence. You will see that I'm the self-existent one and that I am the one who was, who is, and is to come. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I have predated your problems and I will outlast your problems. And I will be supreme during your problems. That's the God that you serve. And he says, now, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I don't ever faint. I don't ever feel like I'm just getting ready to lose control or lose coherency. You know, I don't know if you've ever had one of those situations where, you know, it felt like the room was spinning out of control. My son-in-law is a youth pastor, and they were having a out-of-school celebration when school ended, and my daughter posted a video of him doing this youth activity, and you had to hold your head to a bat and turn around it several times, and then you had to try and run and accomplish a couple of other things, and you just saw him lose his bearings and go farther and farther. I think he actually stumbled and fell. God says, never going to happen. Not with me. I never lose my bearings. another one of those situations that you can see is the videos that they take of when people are going up in these fighter jets, and you watch them and the number of G's that they pull, and all of a sudden, you know, they just kind of lose consciousness. And God says, never going to happen. Not with me. He said, you can't pull too many G's. You can't go too fast. You can't you can't do any of that. And you know what? One of those things that people say is, oh, did I go out? And then they'll say, welcome back. and so God never, ever grows faint. Never reaches the point where he feels like he is going to be incapacitated. He's never going to be at a place where he is just weary. The Bible says for us to not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap a harvest if we do not faint. Okay? So, while there is the capability of that for us in our strength, we need to realize that we can avail ourselves of God's strength to where that doesn't happen. When I first came to Merit Assembly of God, I was able to go, you know, prolonged seasons at a pretty active pace, and it would take quite a while before I would reach the capacity and say, you know what, I'm tired. And now that I have experienced more birthdays, you know, I just a horrible thought hit me. I've almost experienced as many birthdays as pastor of Merit Assembly of God as I have birthdays when I wasn't the pastor of Merit Assembly of God. That's a thought. Still a few years away before that happens, but now that I've had those birthdays, I have to admit that in my natural reserves, it doesn't take as long for me to go before I start feeling weary, and it takes me longer to recover once I... So, you know what I need? I need more of God now than I've ever had before. God says, I never get tired. I never feel like I'm getting ready to be unaware of what's going on in any of my surroundings or in your surroundings. And he said, and my understanding is unsearchable. That's why the Bible can say he knows the thoughts that we think and the intents that we have in our heart. He understands things. Do you realize that God prophesied in the Garden of Eden what he was going to accomplish through Jesus? And do you realize that there were prophecies in the book of Psalms that came about through the life of Jesus, you know, hundreds of years later, and through Isaiah and the other prophets? And so he knows the plan and the purpose. He knows how to work things together, and he works all things together for the good of those that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And so his understanding is unsearchable. So I have one game on one of my devices. That's it. I don't have any other games on there. There's a reason for that, and that is because I don't want them, you know, controlling me. I don't want them dominating me. I got enough things going on. But I have a chess game on one of my devices. And, you know, if it's late at night and my wife's already fallen asleep, I'll pull that out and I'll play. And it allows you to adjust the scale of difficulty. And I have to keep that scale of difficulty pretty close to the middle, because if I go any farther than that, the computer's ability to perceive my moves before I've even perceived my moves gets to the point where it just humiliates me and brings about utter defeat. And I will tell you that no matter how advanced any supercomputer becomes, or how advanced artificial intelligence may become, there is no one that is ever going to have a greater degree of understanding both of the present and the past and the future that hasn't even happened yet than God does. So one of the things that we always tried to teach our children was the concept of obeying without having to have an explanation before they obeyed. It wasn't that we didn't want to give them one, but there are times in our lives when obedience is very timely. And so we encourage that, because God's never going to say, well, I guess I was wrong about that one. His understanding of the things that the devil is going to do is beyond even what the devil knows that he's going to do. The Bible says that if the principalities and powers were aware of what God had in mind at the cross, they never would have crucified him. So just think about that. When you begin to ponder the precision and the awareness that God has, don't just let that remain abstract. Bring that into a concrete perspective of his concern and awareness of you in your life. He's not ignoring your prayers. He's not ignoring your claims. Okay? So one of my children was at one point in time, well, two of my children, probably all three of my children and their father, which would be me, at one point in time experienced frustration in God's timing, only to discover that God was working the timing out with people chronologically, spiritually, and geographically. So please understand and tap into the concept that God is an expert and that he is a God of justice. Verse number 29, he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. So at the point that we feel the most insufficient, the most fatigued, the greatest sense of weariness, here it says that at that point in time, we are not without options, but we have the option to receive. So I preached a message, I believe it was earlier, let's see, it was probably in 2020. It might have been early part of 2021. And I titled the message, Thou Shalt Not Forget the Receiving. Thou Shalt Not Forget the Receiving. there were about three titles. The title I actually gave the message was, Don't Forget About the Receiving. I said, if you do not like conjunctions in your sermon titles, then the title is, Do Not Forget the Receiving. Or if you prefer it in the King's English, Thou Shalt Not Forget the Receiving. And the point was this. The Bible commands us to ask and keep on asking. And then it says, and you shall receive and keep on receiving. So the receiving is not meant to stop the asking. And we're not supposed to ask without the concept that he's going to answer and provide. And so here it says, God gives, not gave, not will give. God gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength because of his justice. It's because of his justice. It's not that he's ignoring. It's not that he's setting us up to fail. He's setting us up to succeed. And so now, with that concept, let's look at verse number 31. Because God is just, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Youth tend to think of themselves as invincible, as knowing everything, and able to get by with everything. I watched an interview that was done with a very popular Christian figure, and he described in his earlier stage of life that even though he was raised in church, he said, I thought I could play with fire and not get burned, and I was wrong. And I will tell you today, don't make the same mistakes when you're young that some of us made or some made when we were young. Don't incapacitate yourself. Don't harm yourself physically and spiritually. Don't entangle yourself to where you are going to have a spiritual drain or a physiological or intellectual drain. He says, young people, even young people, can grow tired and utterly fall. He said, the solution is this. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Okay? The waiting there is not passive. The waiting is active. It's a choice. Okay? And so when you're at the gas station and you're filling your vehicle because it is just about out of fuel, it may look like you are just standing there as the fuel gets pumped into your car. I don't know about you, but I try not to be an eyewitness to the fuel leaving the tank underground and, you know, kind of projecting it. And I try not to see the fuel going in there. I take that by faith. And you don't want to overfill it there. I assume that there is something that there is a transfer of resource there from the tank where it's stored to the tank where it is needed. And so it can look like I'm just standing there wasting time while I'm waiting for the pump to fill up. But I want you to know there is no other option. A few years ago, there was a problem at one of the gas stations that I go to, and it would only function at about, I don't know, 3 or 4% of capacity. And at that point in time, I said, you know what? There's another gas station down the road. I'm not going to stand here all day because, I mean, the lines were backed up. And so they came and they resolved that issue. I know that it can seem inconvenient to wait on the Lord, but I will tell you, God loves spending time with you. And God loves spending time with me. And in our frenzied pace, in our multitasking, in our trying to do more in our years than other people were able to do in lifetimes, let's not forget that the ultimate goal of this life is the journey that we have with Jesus. those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Why? Because God's omnipotent strength will come into us. And because of that, we will be able to mount up with wings like eagles. Doesn't mean you're going to grow wings. Doesn't mean that you're going to be able to fly over tall buildings. What it does mean is that you're going to be able to soar to new heights that you could have never accomplished in your own strength. You shall run and not be weary. I don't run anymore. Or not very often. I can still run and I can still shoot some hoops with the youth group out there. But the things that used to weary you will not weary you. And that's good, not just in a physiological sense. I'm talking about in a social setting as well. And it says, and they shall walk and not faint. So today, don't fixate on God's ignoring me. God's not paying attention. God doesn't understand the horrific circumstances that I'm in. Yes, he does. And he wants you to know that he was aware of the problem before the problem ever came into being. He's on the job, and he knows what the solution and what the outcome is going to be before the problem ever arose. So you and I can say, you know what? Instead of getting frustrated, remember, like I told you yesterday, let's not get frustrated. Let's choose to abide in him, to wait on him for his perfect timing. And in his perfect timing, he is going to provide beyond our wildest imaginations. God can do more with a breath than you can do with all of the scheming and all of the trying to make it happen. God can make it happen. So, welcome to Friday. I pray that you are going to have a great day, an awesome day. And if you don't have a church home, I want to invite you to Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. We'd love to see you at 10:30 Sunday morning. If not, we'll see you back here Monday morning.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Jesus, you're more than my heart could ever.